Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. This is The Conversationalist. I am your host, Brandon Trujillo.
And I am James Payne.
And today we have a very, very special segment on the show. We got some wings going, and we got some hot sauces.
Hell yeah,
we do. And some hotties.
Exactly. That was my line.
Yeah, joining the show today, we got Cece Silva, my girlfriend. And we got
Miranda Avina, which is my girlfriend.
Boom. And we're going to be eating some hot sauce, yo.
Yes. Kind of in the way of the Hot Ones show on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But it's not Hot Ones. This is Hotter Ones.
What sauces do we have, Brandon?
The sauces we have are three of Hot Ones sauces on the show, which is the classic hot sauce, which is their number one when they start on the show.
Very minimal heat.
Yes, very minimal. And then we also have Sriracha.
Classic.
Classic, which was one of their earlier first on the show. Mm-hmm. And then we have their Los Calientes Rojo.
I've not had the Rojo one.
Rojo's actually pretty good.
I had the original Los Calientes.
It's very flavorful.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of spicy.
Love it.
And then we're probably going to do Wingstop's hot.
Mm. Just their classic hot flavor.
Yes.
Yep.
And then we're going to do their Mango Nero, Wingstop's Mango Habanero.
Mm-hmm. That's one of their hotter ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last dab from the Hot Ones. But then...
So this is the thing. The last dab is the last one on Hot Ones.
Yes. So it's hot. It's 3 million Scoville units.
But we have something even worse.
Yes. It's literally called The End.
Yeah. And that is our last sauce on the show today. And it is... What is it?
It is close to 7 million Scoville units.
Yeah. So about 2 times hotter... A little 2.5 times hotter than the hottest sauce on the show, Hot Ones.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's going to be fun, man.
It is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a bitch.
So, basically the way the show is going today is Miranda and Cece are going to be asking us questions, which is a little counterintuitive. You know, usually...
The host
would ask the guest questions. However, seeing as we're going to be eating the wings, they're going to be eating them with us... It's going to be another conversation. It's going to be a classic conversation on the pod. But, Cece, Miranda, we're going to turn it over to you guys for right now.
Are you ready?
We're ready. Let's get started.
Alrighty. Okay. So, starting off with the classic. Who's got the first question?
Me.
Come on, guys, you're on the spot.
Do you have notes on the questions?
No, I googled Hot Ones questions.
I was like, holy crap, Miranda brought notes?
No, I wish I did, though. Oh.
Alrighty.
Well, as we wait...
As we wait for their questions.
For their questions. How was your day?
Really good.
Really good.
Really good. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback about the pod. And then some very specific negative feedback from the butthole of the country, New Jersey, from Greg. Greg, you've turned from friend to foe. So
yes.
You can go ahead and fuck off.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So do we put this on now?
Yes.
This is Cece talking,
no.
Everyone.
Yes. Yes.
So you have it ready, because when she asks a question, you take a bite and then you answer.
So do we bite and then she asks a question, or we...
She asked a question.
She asked a question.
And then we bite.
Got it.
Yes. That way you get the little heat.
Yep. Got it.
All right.
I got some shit in my eyes, guys.
B.
Oh, yeah.
B. Miranda is having celery today because she's trying to be a good Catholic. Today's Friday, so you can't eat meat on Fridays. But she's still participating.
And Cece is laughing because Cece... Are you Catholic, Cece?
Okay, were you ready for the question?
Mm-hmm. Just keep it in your mouth for like 30 minutes. That way you're not, you know, swallowing.
Yeah, there you go. No digestion.
Yeah, so we're 30 minutes away from it being Saturday, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ask the question now.
Yep.
Okay, so B and I came up with the question. If y'all could each have your own TV show, what would it be about? And yeah, go ahead and feel free to go into detail.
Okay.
All right, if we could each have our own, so you're asking individually, because I think, honestly, we could have one of those really good classic buddy cop shows, like me and you, cops, Chicago, 80s, you know, little racist jokes here and there, you know. Just one of those classic cop shows from the 80s that was really good. But if that would not be the show I wanted to do as an individual.
Yes. I mean, I've been told I look like a cop before.
Do you?
So I think we'd make a pretty good partner duo.
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop?
Yep.
Have you ever seen The Other Guys?
Yep.
Do you remember when they do good cop, bad cop?
I thought you said bad cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I thought you said bad cop. I will fuck you up. Like throwing stuff off the windows. All right. That, but what, okay, if you could have your own show.
My own show? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I would star in, like, a telenovela.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, definitely. I think I have the machismo for it.
The machismo. Okay, a telenovela. I would want to be in a sitcom that made a ton of money. Like a Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, How I Met Your Mother, or something like that. Because they make
money. Are you good at acting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Okay.
He's pretty good. Not going to lie.
Yeah, Brandon, you've seen me act.
Yeah.
You've seen me.
Sometimes I'm like, chops. I don't know if you're acting or not. Or if you're like, actually, this is you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Well, look, we're about to see you cry in a bit. Anyways.
I'm going to, dude. I'm going to. Good question, though, guys.
Great question.
Thoughts on the classic hot sauce, though.
Yeah,
let people know.
That sauce was really not that hot at all.
Not hot
I didn't
at
taste
all.
Any yep. heat mm-hmm. at all.
Yep.
Like literally nothing.
It's flavorful, a little flavorful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I didn't taste any flavor actually. I really didn't taste anything from it.
Yeah, I put a lot on it. Probably.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Up next, sriracha.
Yep.
Right. Do you want to ask a question?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Y'all ready?
This is actually a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good question.
They're getting better and better.
They are actually. What is the drunkest thing you ever did?
Oh my gosh.
Drunkest thing.
Brandon, you take this one first. I need to gauge how bad it's going to be.
Well,
that's definitely hotter than the classic.
Yeah.
Absolutely, by far. Honestly, sriracha tastes so good. I love sriracha sauce.
Now, drunkest thing I ever did. I don't really have a lot of drunk supers, to be honest with you. Like, I haven't been drunk that much.
Really?
I've only maybe, like, been close to drunk, or drunk, like, twice.
Yeah.
So
what was the stupidest thing you've done in that state?
Just seeing stupidly.
Yeah. What'd you see?
Huh?
What'd you see?
No, sing.
Oh, singing?
Yeah.
Oh, did you sing, like, karaoke?
No, it was just something I was on the radio, and I just, like, was singing, but, like, I was at the point where, like, I was kind of slurring my words.
Wait, what type of drunk are you?
I think I'm kind of a happy drunk.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. That's a good drunk, though, dude. Not the assholes. Fuck them.
You saw me with 5 beers in me.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that the night we did the pod?
Yes.
I don't remember that. Yeah. Second half of that night. That was crazy. I was pretty lit. What was the question again? It's the dumbest...
What's the drunkest thing
you've ever
done? Oh, drunkest thing I've ever done? Okay, so I went to a party in high school. So Cece knows this, but kind of have to understand the backstory here. I did not go to a normal high school. I went to a boarding high school in New York. So my family lived in Kansas. I had to go to New York every year. And so I'd go home for like the breaks and stuff. And it was the last day of summer vacation, and we had a bonfire at my buddy Michael Taylor's house. And I got so drunk.
Shout out to Michael.
Shout out to Michael Taylor. Just got engaged, like, what, 5 months ago?
Less than that.
Less than that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop.
That's
but,
a weird flavor.
Yeah, I don't know how the wine and wings is going to go down. Like, good luck. But, so I was 16 or 17, and I didn't know, you know, you don't know how to freaking control your alcohol at that point. So I got so drunk that Michael Taylor, who is the only one at the party who did not have a license, had to drive me in another person's car to my house, which was in another town, and then had to drag my unconscious body, because I was passed out, up to the house and just knock on the door. And my mom answered, and I don't remember any of this. I'm hearing this second, third party the next day. My mom answered and was like, "What the hell is happening?" because her son is just dead. It looks like he's dead in Michael Taylor's arms. So they drag me downstairs. I end up puking and sleeping and puking and sleeping and puking and sleeping. And then the next day I had to drive 23 hours to get up to New York.
Oh my God.
And that was the worst drive of my life. Bro, but that was probably the drunkest thing I've ever done.
Shout out Michael, though, for real. Like, because, like, I feel like most friends would just be like, oh, I got you home. Just leave it on your doorstep.
No, most friends would do what Johnny King Kaiser did, which is...
No shout out to
literally
him.
Called my mom and was like, yeah, Mrs. Payne, I wasn't at the party, but I heard rumors that there's a party that James is drunk at. So, just wanted to let you know that. That's what Johnny did. Michael risked everything and braved the elements to get me home.
He's like, I'm just the messenger, but...
Yeah. Know. And, of course, my mom got super mad at him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He did all the right things.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's the drunkest thing I've ever done.
That was a great story.
All right. Sriracha, what did we think?
It was good. I love sriracha. I love the taste of it. It's not hot, but...
It's got a little bit, but it's not hot.
Compared to classic, that thing's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not that bad.
Okay. Next up.
Next up, we got Los Calientes.
Yes.
Rojo.
Wait, we're doing mild, actually.
Oh, we're doing mild.
Hot.
Hot? We're doing hot.
Hot.
And then Los Calientes?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. And then,
got it.
Okay, yeah, we'll
then
do that.
Gotcha, right. Gotcha. Okay, hot.
Stick to the lineup.
So the question. Sorry, changed it, but the question is, have you ever been banned from somewhere public?
Yes.
All right, take a
bite. This is new to me. Where?
You want to go first? Yeah, that's less than sriracha, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's because it dried out.
Maybe.
Oh.
Okay, so for I think I was like, I don't know, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Adolescent, you know.
Yeah. Coming of age.
Yes. And
just
I was at Six Flags with my brother and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that we went to a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound like cliche.
Like in the back of a minivan or like the actual
like
candy store?
Like in Six Flags.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I stole from a candy store.
Of course you did.
But the thing is, I stole a Jawbreaker. But it was out of the package.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no one's going to buy this. So I was like, you know what?
Let me just take it. It's a defective part.
But I didn't have any pockets. So I just kind of carried it in my hand. Just kind of covered it up.
Yeah.
And I walked out. And I was like, oh, cool. I got a Jawbreaker for free. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, this like undercover guard comes up to me. Shows me a badge. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to come with me. And I was like, oh, great. Cool. But then I didn't really know what to do, so I was just like, well, I guess I'll just cooperate as much as possible.
Because it's a damn Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you banned from Six Flags?
Not anymore, but I was banned for a year.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I've been banned one time from one place. And it
again,
is,
shout out to Michael Taylor.
Shout out to Michael Taylor.
Sassy real friend.
Yeah, I am technically still to this day banned from Walmart for life.
All Walmart?
All Walmarts.
Did they have their, like, your picture put up somewhere?
We had to sign a ton of papers. They had pictures. They have the whole nine yards. So... This is it's a longer story, so I'm going to try and condense it a little bit, but it is pretty crazy. So a group of us were going to the movies. I was probably 19, 18. I was 18. I just graduated high school the year before. And Michael was 17. And we were going to the movies to go see a horror film. And Michael and I drove there together, and we both forgot our IDs. And so when we got to the movie theater, they wouldn't let us into the movie because it's rated R. But the rest of our group got to go in, and we were pissed. So we tried to pull one over on them, and we were like, well, hey, we're law students at Washburn, which is like the local school.
We were both in suits.
Yeah, we were both in suits. We had just gone to Mass. So we were like, hey, we're law students over at Washburn. You guys sold us tickets last week to a rated R film. So you have to sell us these because you already did, and you didn't check our IDs last week. And so we tried to pull one over on them. What they ended up doing was just giving us 10 free movie tickets each. And they were like, we can't let you in here, but here's 10 free. And we were like, what the hell? Did that just work? Like, we just said we're law students and it worked like that. So we were like, okay, we can actually have fun with this. Like, yeah, we're missing the movie, but we can have a blast. So we're like, all right, let's go to Walmart and just see what we can do with this. So we went to Walmart. We were looking around, just walking around. You know, it's Walmart. And we were like, let's go into the back. So we grabbed some notebooks and some pens, and we go into the back of Walmart. And we start following this guy, Richard. And Richard is just stacking some stuff. And we would just follow him. We didn't say anything. But we're in suits. And we're taking notes vigorously of what he does. And, like, just looking at him disapprovingly and going, mm-mm, mm-mm. And he's just stacking stuff. And eventually he's like, hey, am I doing something wrong? Who are you guys? And we're like, hey, we're from corporate. We're from Chicago. We're just here to check everything out. Don't worry about it. No, it's not a problem. You just keep doing what you're doing, Richard. And Richard's like, oh, okay, sweet, you know, thank God, you know. And I'm like, yeah. And so he keeps doing what he's doing, and Michael leans over to me. He's like, this guy's not going to last. He can't do it. I mean, this isn't going to work out. And Richard starts sweating a little bit, you know, and all of a sudden the notes start getting a little more vigorous and, you know. Anyhow. Long story short, we torture poor Richard for probably 10, 15 minutes. At this point, this guy thinks he's about to get fired by these two assholes from corporate. And then we break. We start laughing. We tell him it's a joke. And Richard is super cool with it. He's super cool with it. And so we're like, all right, see you, man. And we're like, that was pretty fun. Let's bounce. And so we walk out, and our big mistake was we didn't leave Walmart. So we kept walking around Walmart. And eventually we notice employees are following us, and all of a sudden an undercover guy steps out and grabs both of us, and he's like, you guys are coming with me. And we're like, who the fuck are you, Ginger? Like, and he's like, you guys gotta come with me, follow me. So he takes us to this little room. They call the cops. They cuff us. They're like, what were you doing in the back? And we're like, guys, honestly, this is what we were doing. And we tell them exactly what we were doing. We're like, we were fucking with this guy. We were just making him nervous, blah, blah, blah. And this Ginger guy, he's an undercover bodyguard. He's one of those guys who takes his job way too seriously. He's like, there's been a lot of ISIS reports lately, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, get out of here. And I was like, bro, we're like 18 years old. He's like, well, where are your IDs? And I'm like, because we forgot our IDs. And we're like, we don't have them on us. So the cops come, they question us. Long story short, we have to sign paperwork that says we can never go to Walmart again. So technically, to this day, I'm banned from Walmart for life. And yeah. There's a whole nother side to that story about Michael and his exchange with the police officers, but that's for another day.
Maybe you'll have Michael on one day.
Yeah, he'll have to tell
us. I think he definitely should come on.
Yeah. So, but yeah, banned from Walmart to this day.
Have you ever tried going back?
I've been back a million different times, allegedly.
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 Allegedly. Any listeners out there, Greg, don't fuck us on this. All right.
All right, how's that wing from Wingstop?
It wasn't hot. No.
I mean, I'm not complaining right now. Because it's about to ramp up. Yeah. All
right. It's like... They usually put this one once things start hitting.
Should we do the mango habanero first? Because I know this one is not as hot as Los Calientes.
Okay, we'll do that first.
Yeah, mango habanero first?
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Let's get it out of the way.
Oh my gosh, same thing.
Wait, yeah, time out. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
We're good.
Are you enjoying this?
We are enjoying it.
Yeah? Okay.
Slightly.
Are you going to try this?
Throughout all of it, though.
You're going to try this, and I hope you know that.
Yeah, you guys are both trying the last stab in the end.
You're just going to have a little tiny bit. Of
the it's end, literally a tiny bit.
You're losing it, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm proud of both question. Of
you. Question. I thought it'd be fun we do a couples one.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Good idea. Yes. Okay.
If you were asked to give me a nickname, what would it be?
Gotcha. Couples. Okay. So
it can't be babe, baby, any of that. It has to be.
So they give us a nickname?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We can be the same if you want, but it's a couple.
Yeah.
Couple
okay.
Couple.
Okay.
That actually tastes so good.
I love mango habanero.
That tastes really good.
Still can't. 15 minutes.
You're such a good Catholic. If I had to give you a nickname. And it can't be, can it be a, because I have nicknames that aren't Babe or any of those, but they're predetermined. Like, I've already made them in the past, so I have to give them a new, brand new nickname?
Up to you. CeCe, what do you think? Should he just reinvent
it? I kind of want to see what he comes up with on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pressure's on.
Pressure's on. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go for a sip of that.
Yeah, I'm going for a sip of the beer.
Stall.
Stall. Hey, better. I hope you're ready.
I'm gonna pour some.
I know it would have something to do with spice, because she like embodies that classic Hispanic trope of like super fiery one moment and like caliente. All yeah like los calientes like just like super crazy one moment and then like the most loving tender individual the next moment and you're like, girl, you are all over the fucking map right now and I am digging it. Maybe that would be it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Something with spicy.
Brandon can't come up with all your answers, so.
Huh? What?
What's the nickname?
All over the map. I like that, actually. I like that, but I need to find something, a word that means that.
The hell does that mean?
All over the map?
All over the map. All over
the map. Hey, Massey. Wait, what's the map from Dora the Explorer?
The map.
Just
call it backpack.
What's the swiper?
Swiper. Swiper. I can do swiper. I could call you swiper. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I think the map fits.
The map?
The map fits.
She's a map.
That was terrible.
I hope you can do
better. Probably something to do with... That's
a tough question. I know, it's hard, it's dude. It's hard.
That's a good question.
Because you're thinking it. Like, okay, there's the classics, you know. But then you want to be original, but there isn't like much room in this department for originality.
Kind of, I mean, I feel like you're kind of like CeCe in the fact that sometimes, you know, you're hot and sometimes, like... You know.
Sometimes I mean you're that. Hot and sometimes you're really ugly.
No, I mean...
Oh my God, what is happening?
That in the sense of, like, sometimes...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You it's know, I like, thought this was going to be, like, a really cute question, but now I'm just like...
I'm just disappointed. We're not creative, okay? We're not creative.
Yeah, this is one of those questions the host runs by the guest beforehand. And is like, hey, by the way, I'm going to ask you to come up with a nickname on the spot. So here's a list of 20 you can choose from. Just pretend like you came up with it on the spot.
It had to be out of love. This is a spontaneous one to us.
I feel like map is out of love. That's very true.
Love you, map.
I'm just going to call you French fry.
French oh.
Fry. Yes.
I actually kind of like that. Why?
Because you like French fries.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
You know, I should have gotten French fries instead of celery. What were you thinking?
You like celery.
I do like celery.
All right.
All right, moving on. Are we at Los Calientes?
I think I beat you.
Well, tell us about the mango.
I really love the flavor of the mango habanero.
Mango's good.
Super good.
Yeah.
It has a little kick to it.
Yeah.
I coughed, and then it kind of got in my nose a little bit, and I was like, oh, crap, okay. Yeah. But this is where it amps up.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Brandon, why are we doing this?
So, for my next question, I'm actually going to stick with B's idea of doing couple questions. I think that was really cool.
I did not think that was very cool.
You did not? All right, James. It had nothing to do with me.
Strike one. If we hadn't met each other, where would you be right now?
Oh, okay. Brandon, do you want to take this one first? Because I took the map question first. Okay, let's just eat this damn hot sauce first. I really like that.
Oh, it's good.
You can definitely tell that the heat intensified on that one, but it tastes really good. So, where would I be if I had not met you? What's weird about when I met you, when I met Cece, is that all of my professional aspirations had already been established. So nothing like that would have changed, but probably how well I'd be doing in them would have, I wouldn't be doing this well in them. So like, for instance, this semester's been pretty tough, right? Like, just school, you get bogged down with everything, you know? And it's been, it's a little easier when you have, like, that motivation of, like, okay, you know, yeah, I may be having a shitty day, but at least she's there, you know? Okay, let's just get this homework done. Aww. So, yeah, I wouldn't be doing as well as I would be doing, I am doing right now. I would still be doing the same thing because my stuff had already been established beforehand. Yeah. But, yeah.
I think kind of the same way as you is that I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I probably would just be at home playing games.
Yeah.
Or just goofing around at my house, lonely. but I feel like I probably would have worked out a lot.
Yeah. Does she bring out the extrovert in you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I notice you do have an introverted, like...
Yeah, I think I'm both when it comes to being an introvert or an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get to know me, I'm pretty extroverted. I like to be out there. But if I wasn't with you, I think I would still be a little closed in.
Yeah.
More.
Great. I like it.
I'm getting Cronus.
Those are good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job.
I like extroverted Brandon. So, especially when vocals. Involved.
What do we think of Los Calientes?
I love that. It's definitely.
Oh, by the way, did you get his email?
I saw that it came through. I never opened it. But about the newsletter? Yeah. No, I didn't read it. I've been texting with Sergeant Mabry all month, though. Because he's taking AFOQT. So. Shout out Sergeant Mabry. He actually does listen to this podcast.
Did he listen to the last one?
I don't know. The only critique I've gotten is from Greg and Father Jackson. So, yeah. And Greg was just being an asshole.
So. All right. Are we going to the last one now?
Oh, God.
Because this is hot.
I know.
This is definitely a huge step up from this one.
I know.
Props to the host, by the way.
Yeah, props to you guys. You guys have been killing it.
Thank you.
Can we ask you a question before we go on to this last tab?
Well, B has a really good question.
Okay, all right.
So we're going to maybe...
We're going to press.
Maybe between the last tab and the end.
I won't be able to focus at that point, so we're good.
Yeah, it's better for us to get our questions out.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You guys ready?
No.
Not yet.
Literally put, like, a dab on it. Like, for real.
No, I'll put a little more. You want the full experience.
If you do that, I'm
going to... Yeah, go ahead and put a little more.
No.
Is that good? That's good, right, Brandon?
No, that's good.
That's good?
You're doing this too, by the way.
Oh, my tongue's so bad. Put a little more, but...
By the way, guys, there is a video of this. What? You!
Mine came out a little too much.
Oh, yeah. It came out a little too much.
I don't know if I should do the
fire. Shout out to Mary and Liz, by the way.
Why?
I don't know. I wish they were here.
Shout out everyone.
Yeah, Mary and Liz are James.
Let's just stall for time.
Yeah. Mary and Liz are James's sisters. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Are you not going to say hi to them?
Yeah, sorry guys. Super focused right now. I've always wanted to go on the actual show Hot Ones. And
just nibble on it. Just nibble on it.
I'm not going to do that. That's a lot. Oh my goodness.
Just bite the part of it.
No, I'm going to end up biting all. It's on my lips. No, thank you.
All right.
All right, restart.
All right.
Do a little end there. That's a lot.
Nah, everyone has a little bit.
A little
more.
Dab.
There you go.
All right, how about on the... Oh, B, why don't you ask the question?
Just eat more of the celery, and it'll be fine.
I'm so scared. I'm right. Scared.
Where'd my wing go? Oh, there it is.
All right, guys.
Okay.
The question.
The question, B.
If there's one thing you'd want to change about me, what is it?
Oh, shit. What the hell? That's a messed up.
That is a hard question. I'm eating the whole wing because
you want as much meat in there
yeah.
to sauce ratio.
We wouldn't have that much, but it's not that hot.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
You're tough. Spot, one.
Spot, spot.
I'm not.
What would I change about you? Honestly?
Is it cooking?
Mm-mm. Damn,
CC's going in. Whoa.
Well, James, I switched wings with James, and he put like.
Yeah, I didn't put much on yours. Yeah.
Like a lick of it.
It kicks you after the fact. Like,
once you eat the wing,
like, that's when it starts. There definitely is a kick, yeah. But.
It's all right. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. That's that literally is death. Like, that thing will kill you.
Mm. To be fair, we're not coating the wings.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. What would I change? If there was one thing I could change about you, what would it be? I wish you didn't doubt yourself so much. Yeah. See yourself through my eyes for a second. Just see how great you are. That's what I wish.
Good answer.
That was like a backhanded compliment. Or like a backhanded insult. Whatever you want
to
call it.
It's not meant to be an insult. Because she does not doubt herself so much. But like, you know, everybody doubts themselves. And it's like, when I see you doubting yourself, I'm like, Cece, of all fucking people to doubt themselves, it's not you. It got the back of my tongue. Like, I tried to swallow it so fast that, like... Are you not burning right now?
It's kicking, but it's not as intense as y'all are making it.
It's getting more as, like, we talk.
Yeah. So mine's at the tip. Okay.
You want to go ahead and answer this question?
Excuse you.
I can't control
this. Look, honestly, okay. I don't want to be, like, I'm copying you, but you do the same thing.
Yeah.
For real, like... Okay, this might be kind of personal.
Yeah.
Let's get personal. Let's get personal.
But yeah, like just yesterday, she was nervous about her job.
Okay.
Right? Because she's still new to the job, and she worries that she's going to mess up.
Yeah, these are people's lives in my hands.
So.
Yeah, but you.
I'm so, serving food.
But.
But she's
done it.
Wait, are they old people though?
Yeah.
Why would it matter, Jay?
Well, there's a difference between someone who's looking forward to someone who's looking back. Okay.
18 and up. I'd be adults.
Yeah. So she's done this before, and people would tell her like she does a greater job and stuff. But there's something like I guess she just wish she wasn't in her head so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes you just get too much in your head, and I feel like. If you get too much in your head, it's going to impede how you perform.
I think literally what we're both saying is, like, if you both, and I think this is for all couples probably, but, like, if you could see yourself through my eyes for literally 10 minutes, you'd be like, oh, okay. Like, all right, I'm good. I got this. Like, it's ridiculous. All right, next wing.
You can ask us the question now before we do that. Before we all die.
Do you guys want to come up with another one too, or no?
No, go ahead and come up with a question. As we pass. Oh, wait. Did we already talk about the last time?
It's hot. It's not unbearable, like the next sauce, but it's hot. It's making me burp.
If you try that straight without the wing.
It'd be way hotter.
Yes.
I would fucking hate it. But I actually kind of liked it.
I feel
it's
like,
getting hotter.
But I feel like now that we have like spice, like our taste buds are weakened, and that's going to be even hotter.
Oh my god, I don't want to taste that one. What question do you want to ask them?
Okay.
I keep forgetting we're recording and I'm over here just like... <they're sneezing. laughs>
The master presenter.
Yes. She's doing fabulous.
If you could change something about yourself...
Ooh.
Nothing.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Okay. I mean...
I got a better one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would answer what y'all said about...
Yeah, I would do the same.
The same thing. Like,
what if you could change one thing about our relationship, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
Easy.
That's what I was thinking. Easy. I'll go first.
Okay.
Probably the distance.
Okay, yeah.
Long distance sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
Actually,
horrible.
Yeah.
Don't recommend.
We're only a few hours away from each other.
Yeah, so it's not even that bad.
Not even that bad, but, like, people who are in, like, serious long distance, like, God bless you.
My head kind of hurts.
Yeah? My head kind of hurts.
Yeah, I mean, we did that when you were gone.
Yeah, at tech school? Yeah.
That was fun.
Intel, man. Shit.
Yep. So, yeah, I get the long distance.
Okay, but now...
Oh, now? I would just say our communication. I think it's gotten better, but that's one thing we've always struggled with, is because he's so... I mean...
Stoic.
The typical guy who doesn't share feelings. So...
That's why I
have to
be
like, how do you feel? In order to get that, like, response.
By the way, it's 12, so you can have the last dab one.
Oh! Yes!
I just don't want to do that one.
Yeah,
you got to, Miranda.
I will. But yeah, that's the only thing. It's just because he's so guy about things.
You know how couples, though, like, every couple has a thing, like, or most couples have multiple things, but every couple has at least one thing they need to work on?
No couple is perfect.
Yeah,
no,
I think communication's, like, the majority. Like,
yeah.
Even
yeah.
us, like, we have great, like, we always prided ourselves on our communication, and even...
From day one.
From day one, but even, like...
It slipped up, I'd say, the last month.
The last month, it was not, like...
It wasn't on point.
It wasn't normal communication level.
But as long as you realize that, as, I think, as a couple,
and
work
we
on
other,
it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we do good. We have great conversations. It's just when
good.
It comes to that feeling part.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, do you understand me? I understand you. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know how to express myself.
Yeah.
I feel you on that, dude.
Well, then, y'all, obviously, the problem is in your court. So figure it out.
Yeah, let's fix it.
We'll talk about this.
I'm working on all right, game plan.
Because I don't know how to...
No,
I mean,
we are. We're going to try journaling.
You're great at communication.
Yeah, we're going to try journaling.
I write everything out that way.
I'm
love
clearly
that.
Able to articulate what I'm feeling. Rather than just
you guys came up with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that way too, I mean, if we're fine.
For all
being,
the couples out there,
y'all should be very proud of that.
Take
That's
some damn
idea.
Notes, all right?
Literally.
Like, if you are going through some troubles, don't bitch about it, okay? Do what they're doing, and actually, that's so dope that you guys are coming up
with
an actual,
I've never heard of that. That is awesome.
I mean,
that's
also, too, I think it'll help with fighting. I mean, like, when you're fighting and in that moment, all you want to do is just, like, say whatever.
Yeah.
Feel like, okay,
if you put that into a paper
pause.
And
yeah.
then burn it or something.
Yeah, and then, like, when you're talking, you're
I'm
not
getting
talking
super
about
dramatic
all
now.
The,
yes,
like,
you are.
You're not talking about all the bullshit that doesn't mean, like,
yeah,
is
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
That's
I absolutely
great, yeah.
love that.
I love that.
That's a great idea.
To be fair, I got the idea because I was shopping online.
Yeah.
Like, I have.
I would even save it and not burn it and just look at your progress throughout the year.
Yeah.
Save something that's so. That's so.
Stop.
That's so. What's the word?
Fire.
Precious.
Yes.
Precious.
And then you can look back at it and then see where you've come. You know, like, I think that's...
The only
that
thing
that also
is
helps keep record of everything you've
okay.
done.
And time is fleeting.
But yeah, he does have an online shopping addiction. That's why.
So, like,
do you really?
Yeah, yes. So I was just looking at, like, random shit to buy.
Yeah.
And I saw this nice, like, fountain pen and notebook.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm going to start journaling. And I was like, you know what? I could journal with her. And then we could talk about...
Did we just... Like, establish the benefits of having an addiction?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
no?
We're not.
I think we did.
You know what? I'm not doing it.
Stop. I'm trying to stop. His reasoning is like, it's Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm trying to get James to stop smoking.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I actually do agree with that. I do need to stop smoking. However,
Mary would be proud of that one.
I know. Mary, Mary listening right now is like, go, Cece. Get it. Get it. Yeah, no, but this is the thing, guys. I've smoked since I was like 14. And so, but not all the time. So, like, I would smoke for like 2 years and then stop for a while and then smoke for like 6 months and then stop for 6 months and smoke for six. So, like, I quit last year for like 9 months. And then, you know, I've kind of picked it back up. But I do have to quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. Now we're gonna move on to the end.
The end.
But I feel like we should establish a rule.
Yeah.
Since last dab, you put a lot, but you eat a lot of the wing.
Yeah. Kinda... You can only take one bite of the wing.
Yes.
Okay.
Deal.
Oh.
It's gotta
gosh.
Be a normal sized bite too.
I'm not ready for this.
Oh. Here, have this wing. Oh. I touched it.
Oh, no, it's okay. You can have one, but you're fine.
I'm fine. I'll survive.
I'm serious, guys. This is, like, legit, like, actually.
Like, literally put, like, one drop.
We have to have a question, though.
That's a lot.
Jamestown.
Okay.
Ooh, James, that's a lot.
Here, I'm
going to do look, 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 look. Yeah, I'm going to do my wing little kiss. And then
yeah,
I'm
that's what
coming.
I was going to just do a little kiss of the bottle. There you go.
Boop. Okay.
Is that all you're taking, Brandon?
Boop. There you go. Oh. I'm going to take a little more.
Is that too much or too little?
That's perfect.
Awesome. That's perfect. A good idea to rip it off. You're full of good ideas tonight.
All right. What's the question, y'all?
Okay, literally, it has to be the bite, like, of the
whatever,
surface area
yeah.
of the drop.
Bite the surface area, that's it.
Ugh.
All right, question
honestly,
for
this
y'all.
Is a lot. I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Any one of us should come up with a question, whatever comes to your head.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they had was to say a tongue twister. Like, you take a bite and then you try saying a tongue twister.
I feel like I would epically fail.
Or,
yeah,
try to take a bite and we, like, play a little game or something.
Yeah. Like, a word association game, like, so...
Are you already eating?
Are you already eating?
I'm eating the side of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm so scared.
So, okay, so we take a bite.
Uh-huh.
I'll say a word, and you have to say a word that's associated with that. And it goes
and
around
whoever,
the circle,
okay.
And whoever stops loses.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
For instance, if I take a bite and I say Honda, you have to say Ford.
Or car.
Chevrolet.
Car. Like,
BMW.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
got it.
All right.
Yeah. We got it. We got it. Right? We got it.
So
should we
bad.
Say that the loser has to take another bite?
No, don't.
No, no. 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 The loser just loses.
All right,
on three. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Remember the
cheers.
Surface
cheers.
Area.
Surface area.
I don't know.
All right, one, two, three. Oh, God.
It's dry, too. I just like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's kicking in.
And I can't get the rest of this chicken?
Go, James. Start the...
Dandelion.
Rose.
Tulip.
Flower.
Lilac.
Hibiscus.
Water lily.
Palm tree.
The fuck is a palm tree? Cactus? I don't know.
Dandelion? Did you already say that? My ears are burning. I'm crying.
Honestly, it hasn't kicked in yet. But now it is. Now it is.
Oh, God damn it.
I hate when my ears feel like this.
He needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
Oh, my goodness.
All the milk actually helps holding it in.
It's in my throat. You need some milk?
Yeah, give me some hair. Playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
The end.
The end.
Finito.
Mm. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Ah. Oh my god.
You know, and I used to be the one with the hot ones, like, oh, it's not okay. Bad. The last wing. Oh, this stuff sucks.
We're done.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the pod, y'all. Catch us from noon to 9. I don't know why I'm saying that. Thank you so much.
This is C&B, and we're signing out.
Bye, guys. Good night.
Bye.